Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be showing you how to use the NZ function along with a DLOOKUP function. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB59 and open that one up. Okay, so in order to understand the NZ function, you're going to need to understand the DLOOKUP function first of all. And in the context of what we're trying to do, we've been trying to create, if we close that, a scheduler form, which is here, and we're going to add some text boxes here, and we're going to look up values in the in a table, and the table we're going to be looking up values in is this table is query bookings exploder, and we're going to ask a question of this query. For example, on the 10th of October in room 201, is there a record? So it's going to look for 10th of October here, which it may have or not. No, it's not. It's going to look here for the 10th of October. It's going to find it as well there, and it's going to look for the room number as well. Well, it's going to look for the room ID specifically. I'm not sure what the room ID for 201 is. I can tell you it is in fact number 1, and it's, if it finds a record, it's going to return guest here. If it doesn't find a record, this is where we're going to have a problem. So let's first of all try and do the build the DLOOKUP function. Okay, so yeah, we'll save that and close that. This is in layout view, so we'll go to design and we'll choose text box. Just drop a text box in there and get rid of the label, and what if we name this text date 0, so text 0 I suppose, and let's add another one. Let's add 3. So this can be text 1, and this can be text 2. Okie dokie. Right. I'm going to be copying a function over that I've made previously. So if we click on, this is going to be tricky. We go to format. No, we don't. We go to data and click on here and press equals and V. And what we're doing is we're looking up guest from Query Bookings Exploder, where room ID equals room ID and the date, LNG date equals, we're converting a date plus adding 0. Hope that makes some sense. Now I'm not sure if I've got too many closing brackets there. So it's 1. Right, it's 0 at the start, and then it's 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 0. And I think that's all right. But if you press OK, let's see what happens. That's interesting. Which is, it's actually returning the correct name in certain instances. But I was expecting it to return an error. Normally it returns an error if you don't. Must be 2013, they've done something. Ah, there we go, error. Oh, but that's for the new record, which we need to get rid of. Okay, there you are, learn something new every day. Okay, right, well, first of all, let's make this text a bit smaller. So we want something condensed. Would be nice. Should we try that? Okay. Right, so we've got to do a couple of things. First of all, number 1, put this to design view. Go to, this is Query Bookings Exploder, go to guest. And we're not going to do the first name and the last name. We're going to go left, table guest first name, comma 1. So we're just going to be returning the first letter of the last name. Close that. Press F5. we get Jay Merton, that's fine. Alright, well, this has kind of rained on my parade a little bit because I was kind of hoping for massive errors coming up here. But here's the deal. At the moment, this is still kind of relevant. We've got the name being returned if it finds a record, which it does, and we've got basically null if it doesn't. But I actually, if it doesn't, I still want to put a value in there of minus one. I've kind of got to do that as this is a video about the NZ function. So anyway, here's how you do it. Before the DLOOKUP, you type in NZ and then open bracket, and after the DLOOKUP, you put comma and then minus one and bracket. And what this does is it says this function here, which is the DLOOKUP function, that needs to return a value. If it returns null, we're going to put this value in here. Now, the value we put in if it returns null can be anything, but minus one is quite a good option. So if we press OK now, you'll see that, didn't like that for some reason, but you'll see that the anytime it finds a record, it returns a name. Anytime it doesn't find a record, it returns minus one. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to take this, press Control C, we're going to go to the next text box, drop it in there, MID and LNJ, and just put change that to a 1. Okay. And so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to work my way along the. We need a format painter as well, don't we? I'm going to work my way along the row adding text boxes and adding this same NZ and DLOOKUP function. I'm just going to increment this value by one every single time. So I'm actually going to pause the video so that I can show you at the end when I've done everything. So see you in 2 seconds. Okay, so I've done that. Okay, let's go down. So yeah, now what we've got is we have Mr. J. Merton seems to be everywhere at the moment. But yeah, where we've got a guest record, we get the name of that guest, and where we have a no record at all, we get a minus one. Now clearly I could have done it where it just shows the guest and then null, but I decided to do it this way for reasons which will become apparent in the next video. So one last thing we'll do actually, we'll go to layout view and we'll go to form and we will go to data and allow additions, no, and actually allow deletions, no. Okie dokie, so that's that. So what does the NZ function do? When you use a DLOOKUP function to return a value, if you can't find a value to return, it returns a null value, which obviously previous to Access 2013 actually generated an error. They've obviously changed that now, but you can use an NZ yourself anyway and decide on the value that's being returned. Let's take one last look at it, shall we? So NZ looks up that, so DLOOKUP gets that value. If that value returns null because there's nothing there, we tell NZ, okay, give us a minus one instead. That's the idea, that's the theory, nothing more to say about it. Bob's your uncle. Okay, so thank you for watching that, and hope to see you in the next video where we'll be doing some conditional formatting.